All right, next patient is going to be Daisy, D-A-I-S-Y, McBride. Date this for 10/20. 25. Ms. McBride was seen for face-to-face evaluation today, period. This will be shared with the hospice medical director, period. Patient is in her 15th benefit period from 12/19/2025 to 2/16/2026. McBride was born 9/24/59. Patient is a 66-year-old woman currently on hospice with history of congestive heart failure. She also has a history of hypertensive heart disease, COPD, muscle weakness, polyneuropathy. Lower leg pain related to radiculopathy, history of falls, morbid obesity. And in the morbid obesity, patient has a KPS score of, a PPS score of 40%. Ms. McBride is short of breath at all times, at rest and with activity. Her MAC is at 40 centimeter, given her morbid obesity. Today's vitals. Demonstrates O2 side of 94% on room air, pulse of 22, respirations 92, respirations 22, blood pressure 160/92. Patient also is in pain related to her back pain and radiculopathy symptoms. Patient stays with her daughter, Jermaine, J-E-R-M-A-I-N-E, who states that patient is more short of breath, confused at times, staying in bed and sleeping over 12 hours a day normally. Patient is short of breath, at rest, and with any kind of activity, including minimal activity like eating and talking. Patient has pedal edema, 2+, bilaterally. Decreased appetite. Patient does have weight loss because of not eating despite her obesity. requires pain medication with hydrocodone every 6 hours to control her pain. Patient has refused any further hospitalizations and/or treatments previously. Would like to stay on hospice and palliative care per her daughter's, as her daughter testifies today, and she most likely has less than 6 months to live. Given the advancement of her disease and natural progression of her disease. Thank you. Let me see if there's anything else I want to add. 1 second. Patient's records indicate that her EF was 25% or less. Also put in there somewhere she has tremendous muscle weakness, generalized weakness, and insomnia. She does have oxygen available. Her daughter tries to encourage her to use her oxygen when she gets short of breath. Given natural progression, I said that natural progression of her disease, she most likely has less than 6 months to live, right?